Okay, we're on Simon Sadi Zayin. That's Rosh Chodesh Kiddush Levana. And then after that, so we move on to Hilchos Tainis, Shavasa Batamis, Tisha B'Av, or whatever it is, which is it's coming up already. Okay, There's a minute to fast on Erev Rosh Chodesh, as well as to say Yom Kippur Katan Tefillah. The reason for that is that just like you have a kapara once a year, so every month Rosh Chodesh is a kapara for all the avinus of the previous month. That's why we have the Sir Rosh Chodesh as mechaper, and we say in the davening Zman Kapar L'chol Tol Doisam. Therefore, that's why we have the Erev Rosh Chodesh, people fast and say Yom Kippur Katan. Seder, it's a mitzvah to be marv v'suda on Rosh Chodesh. There's an inyan to that. If it comes out on Shabbos, so then you should add a tabshil into what you would normally have for Shabbos, the covered Rosh Chodesh. And on Rosh Chodesh, so there's no issa malacha, but there is a minig that women don't do malacha on Rosh Chodesh, at least for part of the day. It's a schus that they had because they were in chayte by the eagle and other things, and he calls it a minag hagun. Hallel, you say on Rosh Chodesh, you're supposed to say hallel while standing. You're not supposed to be mafsik during hallel. So, and also you're supposed to try to say hallel with the tzibur. To the degree that if you come late and they're saying hallel, so you should say hallel with the tzibur and then go back afterwards and be mispalel afterwards, you know, kaseder. Also, if you're in the middle of Pesukei Zimra and they're saying hallel, so you can rely on your bracha shlufanel and alachareo, baruch she'amar and yishtabach, and you say hallel with the tzibur, you just don't say don't say the brachas of hallel, just say the kapitlach with the tzibur and rely on your Pesukei Zimra brachas. That's only true though on Rosh Chodesh or any other time that you're not being gomer as a hallel on Sukkot or Hanukkah. That doesn't work, so then you can't do it that way. If a person's saying Hallel B'Yachid, you still say with a bracha. It's best to get two people to answer back to you when you say Hayilu Hashem Ki Tekelam Chastay and that whole part, because it's really supposed to be done with at least with a Zimun. So better to get two people to answer back to you. Okay, the Seder. After Hallel, you have Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is four aliyahs. He brings the minhag of Chutz La'aretz, that the Kayin reads the first three psukim, then you go back a pasuk, and the Levi reads the next three psukim, at which point you're up to Eilas Tamid. Eilas Tamid until Rosh Chodashim is Yisrael, and then the fourth aliyah is Rosh Chodashim until the end of that parsha. The Seder. On Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast, you're not allowed to have Hespedim on Rosh Chodesh, and there's no tziduk adin either. That brings us up to Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana is a chiyuv every month. You can only be makdish Levana when it's vaday laila, so it has to be after tzisa kechavim. You have to be a point where the Levana is sharp enough that you'll be able to be nene from it, and also it has to be clearly distinguishable. In other words, if it's behind the cloud, you can't do Kiddush Levana unless the cloud is so thin that you can still make out, you know, sharply the contours of the Levana, and then you could still say Kiddush Levana. If a person started to say Kiddush Levana and start his bracha at the time where it was visible, and then in the middle of the bracha you lost it, so you can continue at that point and it's fine. However, melechatchila, if you see it's going back into the cloud and you know you're not going to be able to finish the bracha by the time it's still out, so then you can't do it that way. You shouldn't melechatchila. You shouldn't start at that point. Beseder. Well, you should. Kiddush Levana is ideally only when you're outside. You shouldn't do it from inside. However, if you're in a pinch, though, let's say the makom outside is not nucky, it smells bad, or there's another einus that you can't go outside, it's dangerous there, let's say, so then you can open up the window, look it outside the window. Mishnah Berurah says it's the best that you actually open up the window so that you know whatever, not just through the glass, and then be the evidence in that situation, so you can be Yetzei Kiddush Levana. Okay, so that's the first half of Rosh Chodesh Kiddush Levana, Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. We'll finish the perek and then skip to where we are holding all the way.